Palisade volleyball team will be playing in the state tournament today, 2 o'clock against Palmeridge. Bulldogs coach Wendy McCaskill joins us. Wendy, I appreciate it. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having us again, Jim.
Well, thanks for coming on today. And look, I know it's been, you know, a chance to enjoy what's been a great season, to qualify for state for the Bulldogs for the first time since 1995. But today, it all begins, your quest of trying to get to the Final Four and trying to win a 4A state volleyball championship.
Yeah, absolutely. It's it's a short little jaunt. It's only 3 matches this year since it's a single elimination bracket, but every single match is a step getting us closer to our goal, and we have to be prepared to step out there and play the best volleyball we've played all year and stay true to ourselves, because what we've done so far has also been working for us.
Absolutely. Now, during this, you've had a little over a week since you won the region tournament out at your place. What's been the mm-hmm. focus of your team and some things trying to get them ready to take on Palmeridge to open up this tournament?
You know, I think for us in practice this week, we've just been working on just getting, you're not going to make major changes in a week. And so just to get a tiny bit better at this thing or a tiny bit better at something else and just elevate our game across the board just a little bit, because when each person does that, all of a sudden that's multiplied by 6 or 10, you know, however many people are on the team. And so that starts to become much bigger improvements. So we've been working on that and just consistency in general, and then also just being able to make some in-game changes that we have had in our pocket for the year but didn't really have to use it a lot. So trying to get a little bit more comfortable, maybe changing defensive schemes or blocking schemes just in case the need comes up over these next couple days.
Wendy McCaskill, coach of the Palisade girls volleyball team. They start state tournament play today, the 4A tournament over at the Broadmoor World Arena in Colorado Springs. Palisade, the 3 seed at 13-2, and they will take on the 6 seed of Palmeridge Bears, 10-5 on the season. And before we talk more specifically about Palmeridge, I was just looking at some of the numbers. Like you mentioned, the field has been now reduced down to 8 teams for this year's state volleyball tournaments and all the classifications. And one of the numbers that I noticed in terms of kills, Kendall McCaskill on your team leads everybody in 4A, and it's not really even close. But she has 261 kills, the most of any of the 8 teams that are going to be competing today at the state volleyball tournament in the 4A classification.
Yeah, so you broke up a little bit, but I think you're talking about Kendall.
Correct.
The
yeah,
number of kills she has. Okay.
Yeah, she has the most kills of any of the final 8 teams in 4A. I mean, it's, and like I said, Wendy, I'm sorry I broke up there, it's not even close. I mean, with 261 kills, she by far leads any of the teams and players in that category in this 4A tournament.
Well, I think what we'll find is, I mean, Kendall's a big part of our offense, and we definitely have other people who are able to contribute as well, but she's definitely our go-to player. I think what we'll maybe find against some of the teams that we're going to be playing against is they maybe have a couple more players that they go to with more consistency, and so that might be why some of their attempts or their kills are a little bit fewer. We also, I know for me this year, I've looked a lot at kills per set, because each of us are coming into this tournament with a lot of different schedules. You know, some teams have quarantined and haven't played as much, and so sometimes just that flat kill number is going to be a little bit misleading if a team missed a couple weeks of their season. So looking at that kills per set is definitely kind of evens that out for us. But yeah, I mean, there's no secret. You can see it statistically. We're going to go to her when we can, but that there have been other people on our team step up and contribute. And, you know, and like I said, I think these other teams, there'll be a couple of hitters that we'll need to be paying attention to.
And no doubt. Look, Eliana, which she has 134 kills for you. She's had a great season. Mm-hmm. Kaylee Chutka, who we enjoyed having on the program after you won the region, she has 84. She's had a sensational season as well. So while Kendall has certainly had a fantastic season, others on your volleyball team have played really, really well. Wendy McCaskill, coach of the Palisade girls volleyball team, joining us today from Colorado Springs as the Bulldogs get ready to take on Palmeridge at 2 o'clock today at the World Arena. Now, for Palmeridge, I mentioned they're 10-5. They tied for 5th in the Pikes Peak League. They beat Erie and they beat Niwot to advance to the state tournament. Riley Anderson leads them in kills at 134. Della Rossi has 220 digs on the season. And they've also had a good performance from Kyra Kisting. She leads them in assists with 372. So what have you seen from a video standpoint, maybe watching some of the Palmeridge matches or coaches you've talked to? Wendy, what have you heard from a scouting report standpoint about this Palmeridge team?
Well, we have been fortunate to be able to watch some film, as well as I have some friends over here on the Front Range that have been able to give us a little bit of intel. And I think we've heard that they have two pretty solid outside hitters and then a middle, those are their strengths. And then a couple weaknesses, which I won't mention on the air.
You can just keep that to yourself, and that's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to keep that to myself for a little bit. So I think, we have like Liz Hawkins on the right side, who's really embracing her role as one of our blockers. Her and Alicia paired up to get the last 2 points of our regional championship match. And so, just really coming into her own as a blocker. And so to have her on the pin against their outside hitters and the people that they want to go to is great. And she's a very she's tall and has a presence there. And so if we can get in their hitter's head early and let them know that we have a block there, I think that always mentally gives us a little bit of an advantage. And then also, if we serve tough, it keeps teams out of system. So if they're wanting to run the middle, it's a whole lot harder to do that when your setter's running all over the court to keep the ball in play. So those are a couple of goals that we have for ourselves. And they've been our goals, throughout the year. So again, it's kind of staying true to ourselves and what's worked to get us to this point.
Palisade volleyball coach Wendy McCaskill joining us today on the Team Sports Network. Bulldogs play Palmeridge at 2 today, and you'll know who you play if you can get past Palmeridge, Wendy, and the Final Four, because Cheyenne Mountain, the 2 seed, will take on 7 seeded Discovery Canyon at 11 o'clock before you guys play at 2 o'clock. So we'll have an idea of who you'll face in the Final Four coming up on Thursday over at the World Arena. I did ask Kaylee Chutka this when she was on with us. Have you heard from some former Palisade volleyball players? I mean, 1995 is the last time Bulldogs went to the state tournament. I imagine some of those former Bulldogs, maybe even some of those players from that 95 team, have probably reached out to you and some of the players.
I haven't heard from any of the players on that team. And honestly, Jim, that's even before my time. And that's saying something, because I've been here a long time. but I have heard from a lot of alumni from the years that since the early 2000s and throughout the last couple decades that have just reached out. Some I haven't I've lost contact with over the years, and so it's been great to have them reach out and, hey, is this still your phone number? I heard you guys are going to state. That's so exciting. And it's really cool to know that people who have been in this team's position, as far as that being a goal for them, how excited they are that this group of girls has been able to do what our other teams haven't been able to do for quite a while. And so that's one of the strengths, I think, of this team and just the culture of our program. It's just that connectedness to their alumni. And they just know that there are people that they don't know that are rooting for them. And that's kind of what I told them before we went into that regional tournament, is there are so many people rooting for you that you don't even know. And so it's really exciting. And I would imagine that 95 team would be in that same boat, rooting for these girls to go and do something special.